Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Once again, it's a privilege to welcome into our studios in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, the Executive Director of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. Caleb Bailey is here. Welcome back.
Hi, Mike. So good to be back.
Nice to have you with us once again. And we're going to talk about your brand new season, which is just about to start a few weeks down the road. And it sounds like a very exciting time because you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like 8 concerts or events this year.
That's right. Yeah, we're gradually increasing all the concerts that we have to sort of reach more of the communities that we're in. And this season represents that shift. So we have a family concert, which has really affordable pricing. And our chorus also has their own concert series as well. So more and more, we're gradually taking over southeastern Connecticut and western Rhode Island. So
excellent.
Got to come right. Check us out if you haven't yet.
All right. Well, let's do a little personal background because before we started the show today, I found out that you have a big event of your own personally coming up.
That's true.
So we should tell the world so no people aren't holding their breath.
All right. Don't expect an invitation, everyone, but I am getting married at the end of September. So.
All right. And if you'd like to go to the wedding, all you've got to do is travel out to Nebraska.
They make a great donation to the symphony. We might be able to talk.
All right. Okay. So, well, best of luck on that. I'm sure it will work out well. And you've known this person for a while?
Over 8 years.
8 years.
Yeah.
And you finally
She's been
it.
Vetted.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. You have a music director and conductor that's been in place for quite a few years now.
I believe this is his 8th season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, his name is Toshiyuki Shimada. We all affectionately call him Toshi. And he has joined us in past conducting conversations. And really, as we go through the season and talk about these concerts, it's really his artistic vision that we're realizing when we go to a concert and hear all these pieces put together. No, we don't just randomly select things them together. He really curates it almost as a chef would, and thinking about how does this appetizer pair with this wine. That's exactly how he thinks about orchestral music. So we've carefully selected the works that are coming up on our opening concert, which is Saturday, October 21st.
All right, and that's going to be at 8 p.m., and that's at the Guard Theater, correct?
The historic Guard Arts Center.
Guard Arts Center.
In beautiful downtown New London, Connecticut.
All right, let's talk a little bit about that and listen to a piece of music from that show.
Sure. So we're calling this concert Revolutionaries. And if you know Connecticut, the state motto is still revolutionary. Or perhaps that's just the marketing campaign. But we thought we'd kind of tie into that and put up a concert with all revolutionary sounds. So we have Wagner, who was a bit of a revolutionary in his regard to opera. He looked at opera as a whole work of art. So he was one of the people that had his own opera theater built and really modernized opera the way that we think of it now with the sets and the in-depth storylines, and he did his Ring Cycle, which is a really big deal. We're doing a Tannhauser Overture from that. And then after that, we have Sergei Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 3, and we're going to have a wonderful friend of mine who I've worked with in the past named Mark Markham, and he's a Steinway artist. He's a brilliant pianist and consummate musician. He's also the accompanist for famed soprano Jesse Norman. So he's traveled the world, he's a really amazing man, and he's going to really knock the socks off this concerto. If you've never heard Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 3, it's revolutionary because the soloist and the orchestra are both interacting. So they're not just kind of playing backup chords. This was one of the first concertos where the orchestra was expected to do something while the soloist was playing and in between. So, right. And then we finish the concert with Beethoven's epic Symphony No. 3, subtitled Eroica. And so this was originally dedicated to Napoleon Bonaparte. But then what happened was Napoleon got a little bit too big for his britches, and Beethoven scratched out the insignia and the dedication. But it's still revolutionary because the symphony stretched the parameters of the classical era to make way for the Romantic period. So you'll hear a little clip of that coming up.
All right, let's listen.
Thank you.
as we mentioned, the concert is coming up soon, October 21st, and if you're interested in getting tickets, they can go to the website, right?
They can go to ectsymphony.com. That's our website. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, but it's also easiest to just buy tickets by calling our office.
Wait a minute. What about MySpace? You didn't mention MySpace.
MySpace we've phased out, but
okay.
If you want to talk to us on the phone, we're very friendly, 860-443-2876.
All right. So we have the website and the phone number. Get your tickets before they're gone. We'll give you that a couple times during today's program. And then we have your next concert coming up on November 18th.
Correct. So this is right before Thanksgiving, the week before, and we're calling it American Rhapsody. It's a celebration of Americana and things that have influenced music from America. So that's November 18th, as you mentioned, 8 p.m. again at the Guard Arts Center. And this concert is sponsored by ASA Environmental.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that program.
So we're going to open up with a female composer's piece, Pioneer Dances. This is by Peggy Stewart Coolidge. And one of my favorite composers, actually, one of the first ones that I started listening to when I got into classical music. And it was one of those NPR moments where I just kind of heard it on the radio and then had to go hunt it down, find out what it was. And so Toshi also really loved Peggy Stewart Coolidge, and we put on Pioneer Dances, which is like, it sounds a lot like Copland, but I think it preceded, and she was a contemporary of Copland. The next work is by Copland, Aaron Copland, and his work Our Town, which kind of continues the Americana theme. This was adapted from a film score that he worked on. And then following that is a piece that almost everyone has heard and could hum, most likely. It's on commercials. It's in the United Airlines. Yeah, there you go. Rhapsody in Blue.
Okay.
And so it's one of the most exciting pieces of classical music. It came right here from America when George Gershwin was challenged to write a piano concerto, something that sort of blended the jazz lexicon with classical orchestration. And he created this masterpiece that everyone knows really well. He was influenced by the rhythm and the clanking of the train when he was going from New York to Boston to hear one of his premieres. And he wrote almost all the score for two pianos he originally wrote it for, and then it got orchestrated later on by Faraday Groffé, who's actually an American, despite the way his name might sound. So pianist Lindsay Gerritsen is going to make her ECSO debut playing that piece, which we're really, really excited about. And if you've never been to a classical concert, that's probably the one to go to because you're going to just be enthralled the whole time. So put that one on your radar. And then we're going to close out that concert with a work that not as many people may know, but also originated here in America, also by Faraday Groffé, and it's his Grand Canyon Suite, which is five movements that really depict the American landmark. And it's just really an epic piece that you can also go, you can find clips of that as well. But I think to set this concert up, I'd really like to play a clip of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue.
It's a little bit lengthy, so we'll just play a portion of it.
Thank you.
Well, we took about a 20-minute segment and made it about six, but we needed to get one more piece in before our first break. Tell us about this next one.
That's right. So right after this concert, the last concert, the clip we heard, we have on Sunday, November 19th at 2 p.m., a family concert. And we're going to play Rhapsody in Blue once more for the younger audiences, as well as adding in Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals, which we're collaborating with the Eastern Connecticut Ballet to perform, as well as the New London Poet Laureate Rhonda Ward. And this is the concert that has special pricing, so it's only $10 for adults, $5 for all children 18 and under, in our efforts to become more accessible to people who may not be able to afford our classical concerts. So I thought to set this one up, we've already heard some of the great pieces that are going to be on this concert, Rhapsody in Blue and some Copland pieces, but the real highlight of the family concert is going to be Carnival of the Animals, and I thought we would listen to the Aquarium Movement.
All right, we will listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra Executive Director, and Caleb Bailey is here, and we've been talking about their new season, going 2017 all the way to spring of 2018, and we're going to talk about several of the concerts that are happening and play a little clip, a little teaser, if you will, from each one. And why don't we give the phone number and website one more time at this point, just so people can check things out.
Sure. Our website is www.ectsymphony.com, and you can also just give us a call on the phone if you'd like to order tickets or ask about subscription or anything else related to our concerts, and that number is 860-443-2876.
All right. Well, let's continue along. We've talked about October 21st and November 18th, and then November 19th, the family concert. Then it comes after the first of the year.
That's right. So Happy New Year, everyone. And we're also continuing the celebration on January 27th, 2018. It's going to be Mozart and Lalo's birthday. So two composers' birthdays that we're celebrating. And that's again at 8 p.m. at the Guard Arts Center in New London. And we have a whole slew of soloists that are going to join us for this concert. And this is generously sponsored by Chelsea Grattan Bank.
Wow, a whole slew of soloists. That's a technical term, like
it is.
Gaggle of geese.
It is, yeah. Soloists always come in a slew or a half a slew. It just depends on what, you know, what kind of store you go to. So We're going to hear a French composer, Edward Lalo's Le Roi des Overture. And this is actually an overture of an opera that he wrote, which depicts a fictional city that becomes engulfed by threatening waves. And unfortunately, somewhat timely in terms of what America's facing with hurricane after hurricane. But it's a spectacular piece that is definitely going to open the concert in spectacular fashion. And then we get into some of Mozart's pieces, and we have soprano Sarah Yanovich singing a few of his arias. And as we know, Mozart was very skilled at writing concert music as well as opera, so we're going to hear a little bit of both of those on this program. And then we feature some of our woodwind and horn principals as they lead us in one of his more energetic pieces, a Sinfonia Concertante, which is kind of like a concerto for orchestra and soloists. And it's a really interesting piece that will showcase our oboist, clarinetist, bassoonist, and horn. So you'll hear a little bit of everything in that piece. And then we're going to hear Lalo's Rhapsody Norwegian, which is Norwegian Rhapsody, as you might guess. And this really showcases the early Romantic style. And Lalo actually came not too far after Mozart, even though his style is a little bit more contemporary. And then we have two more works by Mozart, which close out the program. Another aria by Mozart, which is L'Amaro Sero Constante. And that's again sung by Sarah Yanovich. And then the final piece, I'm really excited for this because we're going to feature some more friends of mine, Anton Miller and Rita Porfiris, who are a violin and violist duo called the Miller Porfiris Duo. And they're just spectacular. They have a really wonderful backlog of music that they do, and they really nail this piece. So I think everyone's going to enjoy the Sinfonia Concertante for violin and viola as they close out the concert. And then afterwards, we're inviting all of our patrons to come and eat cake with us to celebrate the birthday. So to sort of set all this up, I think it would be great if we could hear Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante K297, which is the woodwind concertante.
Thank you.
beautiful music provided by the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. And let's move right along in our concert series and talk about February 24th.
This concert is titled Paintings and Pictures and is really an eclectic blend of programming that is, again, carefully curated by Toshiyuki Shimada, our music director and conductor. We open with a contemporary piece by Hannah Lash titled This Ease. It was a work commissioned by the LA Chamber Orchestra. Then we move on to famed composer Maurice Ravel's Pavan pour un enfant défuntent, and this is Pavan for a dead princess, and my French is a little bit rusty, but I think you get the idea there. And it displays his signature impressionistic style, and he really uses the orchestration to paint the image of a princess. And then moving on from that, we are going to feature our 2017 instrumental competition winner, cellist Yi Shun Shu, and she is playing Tchaikovsky's Variations on a Rococo Theme, which is the closest thing that Tchaikovsky ever came to composing a cello concerto. Then to close this program is Modest Mussorgsky's famous Pictures at an Exhibition, which again is one of those works that people will say, where have I heard that before? It's just one of the big showpieces of orchestra, and I think it's going to fill the Guard Arts Center with really powerful sounds.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Caleb Bailey, who is the Executive Director of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. And we've been talking about their 2017-2018 season at the Guards Arts and Cultural Center. Is that the official name?
Just Guard Arts Center.
Just Guard Arts Center. I tried to make it bigger than it was. All right. Well, let's get to the next concert.
Sounds good. So this concert is called From Tragedy to Triumph. It's on Saturday, March 24th, 2018 at 8 p.m., sponsored by Dominion Energy. And this is a really wonderful concert that is going to showcase some of the military themes. So we start with Haydn's Symphony No. 100, his subtitled Military. And it's called Military because it uses some of the percussion that evokes that feeling. And then we jump forward in time about a century to hear Mahler's epic Symphony No. 5. His first fully instrumental symphony, it begins with a funereal march and it just comes to this gigantic climax at the end and just symbolizing glory and triumph. So we're going to hear a very small snip of Mahler 5 here. As they say, time flies when you're having fun, and we've listened to a lot of music and talked about a lot of concerts, but if you'd like all the information about all these concerts, you can go to the website, right? Yeah, you can go to www.ectsymphony.com. You can find us on Facebook as well by just searching for Eastern Connecticut Symphony, and then you can also just give our office a call, 860-443-2876.
Excellent. We have one more concert to talk about, which is going to happen in April, right?
Correct. Saturday, April 28th, 2018 at 8 p.m., the Guard Arts Center in New London, as per usual. We're going to unite with our Eastern Connecticut Symphony Chorus, as well as soloists from Salt Marsh Opera, to perform Bernstein's Candide. This concert is sponsored by Old Mystic Village, and really this is us gathering all the artistic forces in our community for a concert presentation of Bernstein's famous Broadway work, Candide. Of course, we all know Bernstein for his West Side Story, but this piece, he was once quoted as saying he poured more of himself into this piece than anything else. And if you listen to the music, it runs the gamut, as we'll hear shortly. There's all sorts of different styles. He worked with Stephen Sondheim on the lyrics, so it really, he put as many things into it to make it a success on Broadway as he could. It wasn't actually very successful initially, but ever since then, it has grown and grown in popularity, and everyone will know some of the pieces from it, such as Glitter and Be Gay, which has been turned into a famous kind of aria for sopranos. But all the interstitial music, everything is just simply gorgeous. And we thought this would be a very fitting way to celebrate Bernstein's 100th anniversary. And especially for our music director, Toshi, he was a student of Bernstein's and he was a mentor of his. So we really wanted to pay homage. And this is our way of doing that and a way of closing out the season. So I think it'd be appropriate to hear the entire overture of Candide.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for coming in, and best of luck on your upcoming big event, and for you personally, and also best of luck to the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. Get out and support this wonderful organization. Remember to get tickets well in advance so you don't get shut out. And we'll listen to this and then see you next time on Conducting Conversations. We'll be right back. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.